When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sport
press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road, cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three, and me, I crash the boys. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings, cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it, face. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time, even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I'm J-Hope.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do?
Coach Locke, out on assignment, 4-1, TSU Tigers.
Shout out to him.
Go Tigers.
Coach.
Go Tigers.
Go
Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Cameraman, how you doing, brother? Yeah. Sides for Thanksgiving, my brother. Oh. Sides. Shout out to the sides. Ain't nothing wrong with sides,
man.
Sides. Yeah, you had some solid sides.
I had some pretty good sides.
Yeah, you did. Ain't nothing wrong with some good sides. Yeah. Well, I ain't shit for that. Episode 494, guys. We're handing out predictions for college football awards 1 week early.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
Better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Kick it off, Weezy. Best of the week. Talk to the people.
Oh, best of the week for me is... I was able to have my second annual Thanksgiving at the house, man. So, yeah. No drama. Good food. Yeah. Kids running around the house crazy.
That's it.
Yeah, it was good.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Jeff, best of the week.
I got two. Make them real quick. The fresh out Griffiths was in full effect at the family function.
Oh, yeah.
That's my best of the week.
The gray one.
The gray Reds was with the
any Cincinnati Reds.
With the
hats.
Nike tee.
With the Nike tee. Tech fleece.
You better believe it.
Tech fleece.
Yeah.
That's a fit.
Woo!
Shout out to FTY. It's coming soon. Coming real soon.
And he let me know.
Yeah.
Tell your mans.
Yeah.
I got them all. I'm like, all right, man.
FTY, well, I tell you what, man, that's a tough fit. My best.
Oh, I had two.
Oh, you got two. My bad.
Cameraman.
Oh, come on, bro.
It is the Thanksgiving. It is the Thanksgiving tradition.
Come on, too much now, man.
It is Survivor Series weekend.
Come on, too much.
So you know what that means. Who gets the W?
You're in trouble too. I watched Monday Night Raw. I watched Monday Night Raw this week. Yeah,
what it mean was funny, Cameraman.
You got to do that from now on, Cameraman. All right. First match, the Intercontinental Championship, the champion Gunther, the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time, versus The Miz, J-Hove, who
that's your boy,
gets
Miz.
The W.
Yeah, I'm going with Gunther.
All right.
I'm going to double down with Gunther.
Oh, man, come on, man.
I watched my Night Raw, dog.
Yeah, man, you following my lead.
I'm up to.
I seen that last week. Every pick, you picked
I'm
everything.
I'm up to on the standings.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
That's
up.
Not true. I was about to say his name.
You told him to fix it?
Bro, anyway, go ahead.
Don't fix it.
The second
match is the Women's War Games match, the Survivor Series match. Bianca Belair, Charlotte Flair, Shotzi, and Becky Lynch. Versus Damage Control, Asuka, Bayley, Kiara Sane, and Iro Sky. Yeah.
Shit, I never remember that.
Give me Team Bianca Belair, my bad.
Weezy.
I'm going to roll with Becky Lynch.
That's Team Bianca, same thing.
Well, yeah. I'm going with the winner. I know who's going to win.
The team's going to win.
Yeah, I'm going with that team. That's who's going to win.
All right. In the men's War Games match.
Let me go first.
Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso, and the returning Randy Orton and Seth Rollins versus Damian Priest, Dominik Mysterio, Finn Balor, JD McDonough, and Drew McIntyre. The Judgment Day. Who wins, Weezy?
Seth Rollins squad.
So it's 5-on-5.
Yeah. Give me the Randy Orton squad.
That's the same. So I'm going the same across the board. And that is.
Clown, man.
Who? Now you are.
Stand on it, man. All right,
Here's the tiebreaker. Just real quick. Does CM Punk return to WWE tonight? Weezy. I mean, for Survivor Series.
Why he get to go first? He just go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
He's not gonna return.
J-Ho.
Yeah, he back in the building.
Okay,
back
he's in Chicago. Back. Yeah, he's up. His 60 days are up. Will he return to WWE?
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah. I know best of the week. Shout out to my barber, man. Went to my barber's page. Attempted to book a haircut for the holidays. Saw the books was wide open on Thanksgiving Day, guys. So booked me a solid 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Call my guy. Just shoot shit, you know. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Everything good? Because you open on Thanksgiving. What's going on? Everything good? He said, man, accidentally left it open, but you the only person to book for a full day.
And you I tried.
That's one shot on you.
Yeah. Who wants to get clearly. I said, listen, I'll come on Friday. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know. He said to me, nah, I already squared it away, dog. Cutting you on Thanksgiving Day, 10 a.m. Shout out to B. Moody, man. My barber, man. He puts up with me, man. Yeah. I'm the Black Larry David. I saw his opening.
Yeah.
Close the books. Close the books.
But here's the thing. He just said, nah, I can't do it today. You'd have got an attitude.
No, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have. I would have went today.
Yeah.
I would have went today. But the books was open.
And you would have said, but the book was open.
The book was open. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Big Moody. If them books was open, you made a mistake. You'd have been worse of the week on him. I'm trying to tell you. You'd have been worse of the week, Big Moody.
And you'd have led with his name, too. Yeah. You wouldn't have said his name.
Worst of the week, Weezy. Talk to the people.
Oh, man. It's the college football committee, man. They did Florida State wrong. Moved them down to number one. I mean, moved them down to one five. To five. That was wrong. That was wrong. And that's all because of Jordan Travis getting hurt. I get it. But that them boys scored 58 unanswered points.
Yeah, did.
So
did.
I don't know how you.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how you move them down. Yeah, I just
tough.
Don't.
That's tough. That's tough. Bad conference. What you got? Ask for me, cause then you're next, right? Yeah. My worst
bad
week is
conference.
Yeah, it is. It's the worst conference in college football.
It's not true.
Yeah, you know that it is. Cause it's not the worst though. We got two in the top five. It's not the worst. Not the worst. Anyway, my worst of the week. Hall & Oates, man.
Oh man.
Daryl Hall. He filed a lawsuit here in Nashville, Tennessee, against John Oates, man. The lawsuit's based on ground rules of who can sing what as a solo artist along with money. Hall said he wrote all the harmonies. Yes, guys, if you're listening of a certain age, Hall is the white person in Hall & Oates. Hall, no, Oates is black. Hall has a restraining order against Oates, guys. So.
Are we sure?
No, Oates is black.
I don't think so.
Whatever y'all want to bet.
I ain't bet nothing. I thought they both were Caucasian descent.
Whatever y'all want to bet. Oates is black.
And you're going too far.
They sing with some rhythm.
You know it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, what'd he say?
You can get done when the old man's money.
Right.
You can get done when the old man's money. You the rich girl.
He's lost.
He lost.
He's lost.
He's doing his notes and everything.
I'm telling you. One of them is black. I'm just telling you.
Wow,
Hall's the real white one, though.
Yeah. He's the guy I pictured in my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, John Hall. What you got, Jeff?
My worst of the week. So I was invited to the Atlanta Streetwear Market in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah,
had a great time. Man, I was prepared for the Water Boys, J-Ho.
Mm-hmm.
I was not prepared for the Atlanta Merch Boys running up on my car at the red light.
No way.
I wasn't prepared for that. He hit me with the story, but I'm just trying to be aggressive. I'm just out here trying to do something positive so I won't get in trouble. It looked me dead in my eye like I won't get in trouble. Like, that's what made me flinch. They don't get the hell away from my car, man. Mm-hmm. With them t-shirts in your hand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was ready for the Water Boys. I understood that hustle. I get it. I wasn't ready for Atlanta Merch Boys, though.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't either. I found out the hard way, though.
Mm. Did you go back, Jeff?
To Atlanta or to the streetwear market?
To the streetwear.
Yeah, I got invited back.
Yeah. Jeff, did you buy merch?
From the guy?
Yeah.
Nah, he didn't have no 3XTs.
Yeah.
I said, you ain't got my side, bro.
You would have, though.
I would have tried.
That is. The good cop.
I would have tried. I respect his hustle.
I rolled that window up on the wall.
The window was up. The window was up. He just ran up to out of the red light, stuck. I couldn't do nothing. I was about on this side in front of me. I was stuck.
No habla inglés.
Oh my God. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram. It is kind of Google Play, Spotify, BiPod, YouTube, Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J Hope.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
We do. This week's award recipient is the Lakers fan that got hurt during halftime trying to hit the half court shot.
Yeah, you went through it. Here we go. Oh,
damn, damn.
Yeah. He did. A fan named Anthony was picked to try and make the money shot. Pause from 47 feet out when the Lakers hosted the Houston Rockets on Sunday. Anthony was asked if he was ready to take the big shot. Pause again. Anthony calmly replied, and I quote, "This is what I do."
Oh, my God.
Anthony took a couple of steps before launching the ball from the logo. Upon landing, he wobbled into the three-point line, taking a bad step on his left foot. As his $55,000 attempt airballed, Anthony continued to stumble while holding the back of his leg and his back as well before falling onto the hardwood floor. Visibly hurt, Anthony hit onto his left leg before trying to get up and get back on his feet. The Los Angeles crowd was stunned by the injury and what had unfolded right in front of them on Sunday. As part of the game, Anthony was offered a chance to win the money from the three-point line. Unfortunately, he was too injured to take the second attempt. Arena staff helped Anthony off the court as the audience applauded him for his effort. The segment was ended shortly thereafter. Guys, get out a little bit, stretch, walk,
please.
Do a little something. Got to stay active.
Be active.
Yeah, just a little bit, because in turn, you go out and do a half-court shot and tear your Achilles, break your back in half. Just simply doing something that
human adults
are supposed to be able to do.
Stuff.
Stay active, guys.
Yeah. Stay dangerous, active. Black man.
Yeah.
Stay dangerous.
Yeah. Well, you need to talk to your man. That's your man's Anthony. You know what I'm saying? It's one of your people.
Lakers is his team.
Yeah. Slippers count.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, what are you gonna do when LeBron retires?
I'm done.
You done with NBA?
Basketball for real?
I mean, he ain't started basketball. He ain't never.
Well,
you
know, but I'm not surprised by that though.
I mean, you don't watch basketball like that.
Okay.
He don't have another guy other than James Harden. LeBron finally retired, you have about 1 or 2 years left of James Harden. Maybe.
Now he already gave up on James Harden. Yeah, already gave up.
Harden let me know. He said he the system.
Oh, gosh. All right. You guys ready to get started the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do? Jeff, where can I find you on social media, my brother?
You know what it is, Weezy. It's JEasley84 across all social media platforms.
Jay, where can they find you at?
I'm Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter, man. Let's talk on Twitter.
Coach Lock, nothing changed.
It's Lock underscore the underscore great. Get at him.
I'm FSP underscore Weezy on IG. I'm at How Weezy on Twitter. Holla at me.
Holla at you, mighty guy.
Probably not.
Nah. Nah, last thing you tweeted about, what was last thing? Kevin Byard being traded or something?
Yeah. I don't know.
Got a fresh lineup. I see you, my boy. Where you go? You went to B Moody. Shout out to B Moody. Dr. Moody.
I took him to the spot.
You took him one, Joe.
You know it.
Nah, shit. This shit would have been back here. my boy shit crispy.
Nah, look at
you
me.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at me.
You slice. Nah, now you slice. Let me tell you why. You got the easiest haircut in the world. Dead ass.
I think you do, Jay.
Nah.
I think you do.
Nah, I got a little bitty head.
You get the my low
head.
Season.
Huh? Nah, I'm talking about my head shape is weird. Bro, I got a little peanut head.
Oh, man.
Like, your head is small, too, though.
All right, let's go to week.
Let's go.
It is week 12.
It's week 12. It's
of the FSP Fantasy Football League. Let's get it going, cameraman. Go
dynamic of it, say it.
All right. In the Who Cares Bowl, myself followed the buzzers and with a resounding 8-game losing streak coming into this. I can't get right. Jesus. Mary and Joseph going against third string commentator Shane. Shane is projected to win them by 30 points because my team is trash. That's what you get for drafting Titans and Raiders. Titans and Raiders. All right. Moving on. Bishop Sick of my team, one time for Cam at 4-7 versus returning to Mac, one time for Regan at 6-5. Regan is projected to win them by 30 points as well. Moving on. Show me them TDs, one time for Parham. I know he is listening. Versus Connor Stallion's Manifesto, one time for D. Harris. Both of these guys are 4-7, fighting for their playoff lives in this game. Fighting for their playoff lives. Wow. Good job by them. This is going to be a close one. D. Harris projected went down by 8 points, but we shall see. Now watch God at 5-6 versus Royale with the Cheese. One time for Twin and Sean Watch. Cap on cap of violence. 9 points separate them in projections. P.O.
You said it was cap on cap of violence.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Wash. You know it. Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. What type of P.O. bad draft shot at 5-6 versus Hair Jordan at 8-3. Hair Jordan projected to win that one by 6 points. And lastly, Saquon and them at 7-4 versus CMC. You later running away from the league at 10-1. One time for Chad. Projected to win that one by, you guessed it, 50 ball. Projected to win that one by a 50 ball. Jeez. One time for Chaz. And that is week 12 of the FSP Fantasy Football League. Let's keep it going, J Ho.
Yes, sir.
Man, 8-game losing streak, though, dog.
Playoffs over?
Ah, man, it was over. I had a shot. If I beat the Harris last week, he beat me by 30. He cleaned me all the way up. It's tough. Let's move on.
You got one already.
I got me a second place finish and a third place finish and a championship.
I ain't got a championship, but I know all about them second and third place finishes.
Yeah, sure. I got a championship.
You do. You for sure. You
got to get the last place finish.
No trophy, but I got a championship.
You ain't got no trophy, do you?
Nothing to show for.
Speaking of trophies, let's move on to high school basketball.
There you go, Jim.
Yeah, man. All right, so the country's top high school basketball league, the National Interscholastic Basketball Conference, better known as NIBC, officially teamed up with Nike. They're going to form a boys high school basketball super conference. J-Hove likes that. Called the Nike Elite Youth Basketball League Scholastic, or just the EYBL Scholastic, if you're feeling froggy, which is set to start fall 2023-2024. Let's go over some of the particulars here. It will be a conference champion. They'll have the conference champion Montverde Academy from Florida, as well as Brewster Academy. In addition, they're also going to have Canyon International Academy, Link Academy, and Orangeville Prep, amongst others. All Scholastic team rosters consist of four-year high school players. All right? No students on post-grad, you know, stuff like that, or fifth-year seniors. None of that stuff going on.
That's a lot of that going on.
All right. You're going to have 84 games, approximately 30 of which will be televised live on ESPN platforms and 15 national events. Mm-hmm. We said, is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
Sounds to me it's year-round AAU.
True.
That's what it is.
There you go.
It's year-round AAU. I think it could be a really good deal if they orchestrate it right. Once one superstar player decides his team is not good enough, and they can't have all the good players on one team. Mm-hmm. I know they're all schools, right?
Yeah. Academies.
Yeah, so preps.
It sounds
like it's loopholes in there.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Huge deal, man. Nike's running the world. They have the NFL, they have NBA, and Major League Baseball losing a lot of money with a lot of that stuff. So you sink your teeth into getting some of the best young prospects, mm-hmm. like how they did. They got 13 of the top, I think, 35 players in the draft this year. So if you look at the numbers with that, you include the 8 of the top 10 teams in preseason national top 10, wow. You're getting the best of the best. So if you're a top player needing to get exposure for the right people to see you, you have to find a way on one of these teams, and that's what it'll be, just stacked, just like how AAU is, like Weezy mentioned. Mm-hmm. Cream rises to the top. Shout out to Marcus Kinsley.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have mixed feelings about this. I get it.
You hate anything like stuff like this.
This isn't your favorite thing. Nah, yeah, you don't like stuff like this.
It's not.
Yeah.
But I get it. It's a business decision. These kids are now business commodities and brands.
Hell
and
yeah.
once you leave 7th, 8th grade, you are now a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to do your highlight reels, get your sizzle reels going in 8th grade, and then now you got to start making some money. So that's what happened. So, yeah. And this basketball, you know, they haven't figured out a way to quite do football like this just yet. It's coming, though. Better believe it.
707. That's the only way they can do it.
Yep. Yeah. And they're gonna figure out a way to push 707 to where it's the main thing to do.
You wanna know what's gonna suck? It's the reason that high school football will go to 707 competition, because unfortunately somebody's gonna get like really injured, really, really injured to the point where people don't wanna deal with that unless they're getting paid for it, which is college football or the NFL. So I guarantee it'll be flag or 707 for high school football, I would say by 2026.
They already got it for girls already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's still be some hitting going on.
Yeah, for sure.
There's certain cities, and
I'm telling you,
I'm.
So you're saying there'll be no hitting
until you get to college?
But you can't.
I think it'll be 7-on-7.
Oh no!
I don't think you could do that.
Yeah, because you gotta see if these kids can take the contact.
That's too.
And then the trenches gotta play.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there's no lineman in 707. Yeah. You gotta be able to protect them quarterbacks. No matter how cool and pretty they look, throwing them passes and all that to somebody in their face or somebody keeping them off of them is a whole different ball game.
And I'm just trying to figure out how would they rank those linemen without some high school stuff, because that's the only way linemen and defensive linemen are ranked.
Yeah, you gotta get that.
High school.
At the end of the day. When it gets past high school, 707 in flag football is not. It doesn't make any money. That's what it comes down to.
And that's what I'm saying. But when they do Elite 11, when they have the Nike Nationals and stuff, it's offensive linemen and defensive linemen going through drills, just like
drills.
That. Yeah. So,
just drills, though. You gotta.
That's how they rank these guys.
I hear you, but it's different.
Yeah, but the end goal is to go play college where you can get hit.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I got you.
All right, before we get started with halftime, let's talk some college football. We're less than 10 days away from complete anarchy in college football. Jeff's so excited about this. December 4th, 2023 to January 3rd, 2024, it's literally open free agency for all college football players. Now, since the NCAA granted all players the ability to transfer once without penalty in April of 2021, the college football landscape has been rocked by the transfer portal. According to ESPN, from August 1st, 2022 to May 1st of this year, 3,284 FBS players entered the transfer portal. Jeff, has college football for the better changed after this reversal of transfer portal?
No, it's in peril. It's in purgatory. They're still trying to figure it out with what to do with this. COVID happened.
It did.
And you're able to transfer one time without penalty. You got 7th and 8th year guys still playing college football. Yeah. And we're going to have that for another 2 or 3 years, I think.
No,
just off the math.
One more year.
Guarantee it. Guarantee you 2025 we're going to have a dude that's been in 7th year.
Yeah, but it has to be injuries.
It's injury related.
It can't just be sitting there.
Watch what I tell you.
No, it's just no possible way. Because all of the 2020 kids now are currently juniors.
If you were a freshman in 2020, it's 2024. It means you are either a rising
junior
or a rising junior.
Yeah.
You still get to transfer 1 year.
That's 1 year.
You're going to be playing in 2026.
No, it's an injury, bro. All right, it's got to be an injury. Now, if you transfer from a prep school and you did 2 years prep, you see
saying.
What I'm saying? But that's something totally different. Me and Weezer are saying.
Yeah.
The last of the Mohicans. Him, Jordan Travis, Michael Penix are the last of those guys. Yeah. Like
the last of the old guys. Yeah.
Mark this
camera, man. Actually, they can stay one more year.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
Jordan Travis is gonna come back next year.
But everybody can.
He
says his career is over.
He says
you better hope he don't come back.
Somebody gonna gas
Weezy,
him up.
What you got?
Well, to say what Jeff, it's total chaos in the college football playoffs. Which is that what we're talking about, right? Because y'all got me throwing out.
Transfer portal.
It's total chaos. But it's controlled, though. They're trying to come against Deion, what Deion did. That's what's going to hurt players, coaches like that. Because they wanted to come back to people like Dabo. He don't want to see no transfer portal. Deion Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah. Deion based his team off of it.
Well, he had no choice.
He had no choice.
Yeah.
But it worked for him for a minute.
It really did.
For a minute. He got players.
He got building blocks.
He did. Yeah, he built his team. He built his team through the transfer portal. Just unfortunately didn't work out for him.
It just they need to make it where it needs to be some kind of qualifications with grades.
They do
already. They have that.
Really?
Maybe they need to have limitations. Yeah. Like roster limitations.
Only limitation is you transfer one time, you can go. You transfer twice, you got to sit, regardless of what's going on. Yeah. And your grades have to be, a 2.5, something like that. Yeah, just normal. Whatever it is to get into said university. Yeah. So,
I'm just saying that they may need to look into having limitations on how many transfer kids you can have on your roster.
Because
at the end of the day, you're still who's suffering, and I've said this before on here, who's suffering are high school seniors.
100%.
Because there isn't room for them at the schools they would normally would go to.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're going to take a guy that's proven compared to a guy that was playing high school football last year.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's why you got teams like, you know, South Dakota that's been dominating on a level, on a D2 level. Because, you know, all the good players that can't go there are still good and they go there.
100%.
Yeah. Like James Madison, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They still dominate. Love to see it.
Yes and no for me, guys. I think it's good for players that sign to a coach. They get fired.
Oh,
100%. They can enter that transfer portal on their own 30-day window, which aligns with their coach being fired. And also players that are participating in the college football playoff or a later bowl game. You can go into the transfer portal late until January without a penalty. But let's be real, the guys that really need this are some of the guys that just aren't getting the opportunity. And there are no real great teams this year throughout the year that was completely dominant. It was a lot of – wouldn't you say this is more of a year that you saw Washington play well, you see Florida State playing well. It's because of transfers.
Bro.
I know, Jeff. I know. But, yeah, it just spread out the talent throughout the entire college football landscape. Yeah. Even attendance was up. What does that have to do with?
Players. Yeah, players.
Yeah. So, same old teams used to play for championships year after year. Now you had TCU sliding in because of a transfer guy. You had Cincinnati crashing the party because of transfer guys. So, it's all built up off of transfers and also hiring the right coach. So, all because of the transfer portal. I'm excited about it.
I hear you. And for someone like you, not trying to be funny, but you are a willing and dealing GM.
Oh, yeah,
You're not really a player development guy.
Oh, yeah, I do. Develop players.
Yeah, you do. But they got to already be developed somewhere else.
It's not true.
You got
it's not true.
You're a willing and dealing guy.
Hey, listen, I am developing four guys on that Madden team that will come and be starters by next year. Four guys.
I'm more of a player development.
You are.
Yeah.
You're a player development guy.
All the way. True.
Yeah, true. Yeah, for sure. I see you.
So you're saying Jay, he wants the Star Wars.
Jay going to get you got
that's
show
not true.
His luggage is Louis. Jay's luggage is Louis.
Bro, I have one star that I traded for. His name is Derwin James. That's it. Give me another star that I traded for. We here. Give me another star.
I'm not doing this. I'm just
give
saying,
me another star.
Your team is full of them.
They were already there.
Okay.
Give me the person. Let's go. Cameraman, give me the person.
The linebacker kid.
Which linebacker kid? Fred Warner's already there.
Yeah, you did trade for Trayvon Diggs.
Bruh.
He's the top two corner in the league.
No, he's not. Jalen Ramsey. Oh, now he is because of my development. Oh, my God.
Let's go to halftime.
Let's go.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime, we are back with FSP's Heisman List and the NFL Power Rankings. I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Weezy. What did it do?
Hey, it's me, Jeff.
Guys, each week, college football, FSP will take a look at the 2024 Heisman Trophy race and break down the contenders. Out of contention this week, guys. Out of contention this week. J.J. McCarthy is out of contention. Jalen Milroe is out of contention this week. Dylan Gabriel is out of contention this week. And last but not least, let's pour out a little bit for Jordan Travis, FSU quarterback.
Injuries.
That was tough.
Man. That's tough, man. That's tough to watch.
God.
Hassan said he cried.
Did you see? If you see
it
live. Yeah, it was so disgusting.
It was tough. All right, guys. Let's get to the list. Coming in at number four, we have senior quarterback from Washington, Michael Penix. He's plus 500 right now. Tough sledding for Penix this week in terms of putting up quality numbers. Still, he did what he had to do to get the W. He only threw for 162 passing yards, guys. Two touchdowns. His Heisman Trophy hopes just come down to the Pac-12 championship game. Up next, the number 4 seed Huskies are at home in a rival game against 5-8 Washington State. Washington is favored by 16 points. Coming in at number 3, we have junior Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., plus 300. He's had a touchdown in each of his last 7 games. He was held to 2 touchdowns last week. But number 1 seed Ohio State is on the road in the biggest game of the year versus number 3 seed Michigan. Michigan is favored by 3 points. Huge game. Coming in at number 2, we have senior Oregon quarterback Bo Nix, plus 140. He threw for 404 yards and 6 touchdown passes in the first half of this week's game, counted for 16 touchdowns in total over the last 3 games. That's remarkable production. That is how you stay in contention. Up next, the number 6 seed Ducks are at home against Oregon State rivalry game. Oregon is favored by 14 points. And coming in at number 1,
here we go,
we have senior LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels. He's minus 130 right now. Put up more than 500 yards and 5 touchdowns for the second straight week. Daniels has been a spectacular find for the Tigers all year, carrying LSU despite a defense that allowed the second most yards per game in the SEC. Up next, number 14, Tigers are at home versus Texas A&M. LSU is favored by 11 points, and that is our Heisman Trophy countdown.
Yes, sir. All right, Jeff, we're right back to the top 7.
Let's do it.
I think I got 2 for number 7 this week.
Okay.
I had to squeeze Cleveland in and Jacksonville.
Okay.
At number 7.
I like it. All right.
Number 6, boy, some teams took some falls, man.
It should have.
Number 6, Detroit Lions.
Whew, yeah.
Number 5.
That shit. This was dumb before the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, number 5, the Dallas Cowboys.
It's definitely dumb before the Thanksgiving game. I understand.
Number 4.
The
San Francisco 49ers. Number 4.
Number 4. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. 7-3.
Number 3.
All right.
The Kansas City Chiefs at number 3.
Okay, I would have flipped that.
Number 2.
Uh-huh.
Baltimore Ravens at number 2. Baltimore Ravens.
And Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. Well, the Ravens lost their
tight end.
They still won.
I know number 1 though.
And number 1 is not. It's no secret.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, better believe it.
Went on the road. Won. Philadelphia Eagles.
MVS. MVS. Wide open. Threw that boy wide open.
Yeah, he did.
Boy, threw that boy wide
hurt
open.
Hurt me.
Ooh wee. Man.
Hurt a lot of people.
That's 2 touchdowns. No, not 2. That's 2 games they won last second.
It's actually 3.
It's 3.
Yeah. The 3 losses have been on.
No, I'm talking about the Eagles. Wins that they've gotten are by drops late in the game. 2 wins said game. So, yeah. So a team like that.
That's good karma from what happened in the Super Bowl.
What I'm saying is, remember the
Vikings last year?
Yeah,
but you got to think about how they lost the Super Bowl, too.
Watch. You just wait.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Not a bad list, my boy.
Yes, sir.
It should have been a little higher, though. You guys ready to start with the second half?
Number 2?
Number 3.
San Francisco could probably be. They would be over KC and.
1,000%. It's all good, though.
Baltimore won that game, right?
Yeah.
So it could be 4. San Francisco would be 4.
We 3. We third best team. Okay. You guys ready to start the second half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The second half is underway.
No, go ahead.
Second half.
There we go.
College football, the way too early college football awards show. I am Big Jeff.
I'm your boy Weezy.
I'm Jay Ho.
Jay,
mm-hmm.
College football players will trade individual accolades for a title. Nevertheless, being recognized at a national level is a decent consolation prize.
It is.
We did a preseason show. Let's go over our postseason college football awards.
Let's get
along with you, Weezy. Let's go over the top HBCU prospects. What was our preseason choices?
Preseason this week. Locke had Davis Richard from North Carolina Central QB. I didn't have nobody. Jeff had Davis Richard, North Carolina Central QB. So did Jay. 3-man race.
All right. Weezy, who you got for your postseason?
I'm going to roll with Davis Richard from North Carolina.
Good job, Reese.
Yeah. But they're in the playoffs. They wouldn't be in the playoffs without that guy. They are in the playoffs. Mm-mm. They're not?
Mm-mm. They got to win.
They got to win to get
they
in.
They got to be Howard. They got to beat by Howard.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I know they were doing
good.
They
fighting, though.
Yeah. They're
fighting. They're doing good now. They're 7-2.
Yeah.
He's saying they're going to be in the playoffs.
Okay, I got you.
That's what you're rolling with?
You got that.
I got Davis Richard as well. Put up video game numbers in his career. 113 total touchdowns is insane. Yep. Rolled his ankle against UCLA. Didn't get the notoriety and views that he was supposed to get. I wish he played in that game so the world could see how good this kid is. But best leader in HBCU football. Played hurt all year. Legit quarterback. Yep. Give him a chance, NFL. Davis Richard, North Carolina Central.
I'm going with Davis as well. 20 passing touchdowns, 15 rushing. Even while playing injured for majority of the year, and also on the bigger game against UCLA, rolling his ankle, but still, kid, like Jay said, put up video game numbers when he's out there. NFL, this is a player.
Please, just give him a chance.
He's a player.
Yeah,
but my thing with this is, does he need to move up to a Power Five just to get recognized?
No, he's a super duper senior, so he can't.
Yeah, I mean, he can't. But
yeah,
or at least get invited to the combine.
Yeah, senior bowl. Senior bowl combine. Yep.
All right. Our next award is our best player outside of a Power Five. Jay, what does that mean?
Well, Jeff, it's the best player not playing in a Power Five conference.
All right, Weezy, you want to go over our preseason choices?
I do. Locke had Frank Harris, quarterback out of UTSA. I had Joe Alt, left tackle out of Notre Dame. I
like it.
Jeff had Frank Harris, quarterback out of UTSA.
Got speaking to the mic.
And Jay had Michael Pratt, Jr., quarterback out of Tulane. Cookie. Mm.
All right, J-Ho.
Yeah. I'm rolling with Kadon Slater, quarterback out of Liberty. Yeah, he led the Flames to the best start in program history at 10-0, setting atop the Conference USA standings with a perfect 7-0 record, mm-hmm. three straight games with at least four total touchdowns, leads Conference USA in all passing statistics. Give him a chance as well, Kadon Slater, quarterback from Liberty.
Weezy.
I got to piggyback off Jay with the Kadon Slater guy. That guy, he stepped right in without – the coach is gone. Mm-hmm. Hugh Freeze left. Mm-hmm. Malik Willis is gone. And he's still right in. He transferred from Tennessee. Big time player.
Yep. I'm going to stick with Frank Harris, man. A super de-duper senior, seventh year senior. This season, he's passed for over 2,300 yards, 17 touchdowns, and has rushed for four TDs as well. He got a showdown with Jay's preseason guy, Michael Pratt, mm-hmm. as of recording of this against Tulane. So I'm going to stick with Frank Harris. They win that, they go to the American Athletic Conference game.
Right.
Let's move on to our next one, the Impact Transfer Award. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
Well, Jeff, it's the players that played for another school last year that have the greatest impact on their current team.
And Weezy, what do we have in the preseason?
All right. Me and Locke had Travis Hunter from cornerback wide receiver from Colorado. Mm-hmm. Jeff had Sam Hartman, quarterback from Notre Dame. And Jay had Fentrell.
Cypress,
cornerback from Florida State.
All right, Weezy, who you got postseason?
I got to stick with what I got, man. I got to stick with what I got with Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, he's the only weapon.
Yeah.
But he's the only player that's playing two ways and three touchdowns and four interceptions. Yeah. And if he would have played in the three games, I strongly think he'd have been on the Heisman committee. Was sitting for the Heisman.
J-Hope?
I strongly think that.
Yeah, my pick is Florida State wide receiver Keon Coleman. He leads FSU with 11 receiving touchdowns. Yeah. When you debut against LSU with 9 catches for 122 and 3 touchdowns, he's the best wide receiver that's came through Florida State since Kelvin Benjamin, and I think he's better than him. So, just a junior originally, a basketball guy signed with Kansas to play football and basketball. Now he's a top 15 pick.
Yeah.
I think one of the guys from Florida State, that's how you build a transfer. You get one or two guys kind of mixing with your guys that you've recruited for 3 or 4 years. So, Keon Coleman, wide receiver, Florida State.
I also have Keon Coleman, 45 catches, 11 touchdowns. Just an athlete, super-duper athlete, great hands, everything Jay said. Just hope we can finish the season strong.
Is that the guy that's 6'6"?
Nah, that's Johnny Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's 6'4", though.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Nah.
All right. Let's move on to the Jim Thorpe Award. Excuse me. J-Ho, what does that mean?
Thought you would never ask, Jeff. It is the top defensive back in all of college football.
Got it. Weezy, what do we have in preseason?
Me, Jeff, Locke, all copycatted with Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think we just like the name. Jay, Kool-Aid. Cooper
Dijon.
Dijon must.
Mm-hmm.
Cornerback from Iowa.
Yeah, and I'm rolling with Cooper Dijon.
I like it.
From Iowa. He's one of the most well-rounded athletes. White cornerback. Shout out to him. Yeah. Can play outside, can play slot, even safety, due to his size and speed combination. Also, some of the best ball skills in college football. Yeah. He's out for a year with a lower leg injury. Mm-hmm. Just getting back to 100% these next two games. But his future's on Sunday. Shout out to the guy, man. Cooper DeJean.
Wheezy.
Man, I was going to stay. I was going to stick. Actually, I was going to go with Cooper DeJean, but I'm going to stick with Kool-Aid McKinstry. But they're not going to his side.
Not going to him.
They're not going to his side. He's a day one pick. He's a day one, maybe top five. It depends on what the quarterback's like. But he's a for sure day one pick.
I'm sticking with Kool-Aid as well. He's only been targeted 27 times this year.
Damn.
In eight games. So you look at what Alabama, the points they were allowing before that defense kind of started to right the ship a little bit. For him to only be targeted 27 times says a lot with five pass breakups and 20 tackles on the year. I'm sticking with Kool-Aid, man. All righty. Let's move on to the Dick Butt Kiss Award. J-Ho,
mm-hmm.
What is that award, sir?
Well, Jeff, it's the top linebacker in all of college football.
Weezy. What do we have in the preseason?
All right, man. Me, Locke, and Jeff. We're with Harold Perkins from LSU. Jake went to Tommy
Eichenberg.
Eichenberg. Yeah. Linebacker from the Ohio State University. Mm-hmm. Dr. I.
Weezy, who you got postseason?
Harold Perkins. Harold Perkins is right there, man. LSU's been giving up a lot of points, but now for him, I think they got him out of position. He's one of those players where he played. He's so good, so athletic. They try to put him everywhere. They need to find him one position, stay there, where he's going to play in the NFL, and build from there. I've seen him put him at linebacker. I've seen him put him at safety. Just keep him at one position and let him do his thing.
Yep.
J-Ho?
I have Idufan Olafashio from Washington. Been a long road for this former walk-on, but the reason that Washington defense looks like that is because of Olafashio. Finally healthy in 2023, all around, stud in the middle of that Washington defense. I think he's the best linebacker in the country as far as a run defender, pass rusher, and in coverage. Olafashio from Washington.
I piggyback in J-Ho. You know, I'm all in on Washington this year, and he's the main cog on that defense. And I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. I've tried it two times, and I've butchered it, so I'm not going to do that here on camera. I respect him too much. But, yes, no, that is definitely my pick as well. All right. Let's move on to the Chuck Bednarik Award. J-Ho.
Yes.
What is that?
Man, I tell you what, Jeff, this is the top defensive player in all of college football.
All right. Let's do it. Weezy, what were our preseason picks?
Me and Locke went with Jed Verse from outside linebacker from Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
You went with Harold Perkins, linebacker from LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay, you went with Tommy Eichenberg.
Eichenberg?
Eichenberg from Ohio State, Dr.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Weezy, who you got for postseason?
I took the guy y'all said, I'm not going to butcher this game for the last segment.
Edan Olafashio.
Yeah. He's a player, man. Came out of nowhere, too. Yeah. I didn't know who he was until I started betting against him, and then he cost me money, but he's a good player.
Yeah.
That's one way to learn about a player right there. All right, J-Ho.
I'm going with Latu, defensive end from UCLA, leading the nation in tackles per loss, top five in the nation in sacks. He's breaking all of UCLA's records before the end of this year. He's got to be a top five pick in the 2024 NFL draft. Latu, defensive end, UCLA.
All right, even though he suffered a season-ending injury on November 4th, I'm going with Jalen Green for James Madison. Nation's leader in both sacks and tackles for loss. Set the Sun Belt Conference record for single season sacks with 15 and a half, just one shy of the season mark for James Madison. Had 50 tackles and leading in 21 pro sacks for a loss. Tackles for a loss, excuse me. Jalen Green, man, he's everywhere. Shout out to James Madison. All right, let's move on to the Outland Trophy. J-Ho, what is that trophy, sir?
It should be renamed the Jay Easley 84 Award. This is the top offensive lineman in all of college football.
Let's do it. J-Ho, who'd you have for your – I'm sorry, Weezy, let's go over our preseason picks.
All right, me, Locke, and Jay. Big Joe. Big Joe
All Delete.
Yep. From Notre Dame. Jeff went with Cooper Beebe.
Yes, sir.
From Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
J-Ho.
I'm rolling with Olu Fashanu from Penn State, 6'6", 319, physically gifted, fluid, balanced technician, excels in pass protection and run. I think he's arguably been the best offensive lineman for 2 years running, just hadn't played on a lot of big stages playing at Penn State, had a chance to transfer, decided to ultimately come back to Penn State. So Olu Fashanu, Penn State.
Weezy?
I stay with Big Joe.
Control, all, delete.
Joe. Big Joe only gave up one sack this year.
It's tough.
All right, you know, and they play some good teams. They played, well, I was going to say USC, but that ain't a good team. But they played Clemson. They played Duke. I mean, these guys play some good teams. Only gave him one sack. Somebody's coming at him every single play.
Mm-hmm.
Big Joe.
I'm sticking with Cooper Beebe, man. Kansas State offense, they scored at least 38 points in 9 of their last 12 regular season games. 6'4", 335 pounds, Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year, and two-time first-team All-Big 12. Give me Cooper Beebe. All right, let's move on to the John Mackey Award. Jay, what's that?
Well, Jeff, this is the top tight end in all of college football.
All right, Weezy, what do we have in the preseason?
Everybody picked Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia.
All right, Weezy, what did everybody pick in the postseason?
I know I went with Brock Bowers.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. Yeah. I mean, we could.
He's so good. He's up for the Biletnikoff and the Mackey.
Yeah.
Do you know how good you got to do that at a high level if you're a tight end?
Yeah.
Man, that's nuts, man.
Here's what people don't know. Well, don't talk about with him. He's been playing 3 years with subpar quarterbacks.
Bro.
It ain't like he ain't been playing with the Elite 11 top, you know, top three quarterback
and
each
he was
year.
A walk-on.
He was
it's nuts.
Yeah. So I don't know, have he hit his peak or not, but I know just think you have that playing with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You see what I'm saying?
And he missed 4 games because of that ankle injury. Yeah. He still leads all tight ends with 661 receiving yards. Shout out to Brock Bowers.
All right, speaking of, let's talk about the Fred Biletnikoff Award, J-Ho. What's that?
Well, Jeff, it's the top wide receiver in all of college football.
And Weezy, what do we have in the preseason, sir?
All right, me and Locke and Jeff, wide receiver Marvin Harrison from the Ohio State University. Dr. I, Jay, went with Dorian Swinger.
Singer,
wide receiver from USC.
He had a good year. He doesn't have a year like this kid.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about postseason, Weezy. Who you got? I think we could probably do this as well. Weezy, who did everybody get?
Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio State.
Dr. I think he's the best wide receiver prospect we've seen since Chase, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I think he's a top five recruit that we've seen at the wide receiver position going to the NFL.
And that's saying something considering what's coming out of Ohio State.
Hell yeah.
Just coming out of Ohio State, that's saying something.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's what they do.
Nah, this dude.
That wide receiver room is nuts.
6'4", 205. And he hadn't played with a quarterback this year at all. Justin Jefferson. 6'4", 205. Justin Jefferson came out 6'4". He was 175, right? But he don't run no 4.3. This kid running 4.3 is 6'4", 205. Yeah. He's different. They played two totally different wide receiver ways. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're talking about. This kid, he's special, man.
He open.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him play.
He open as soon as he put his cleats on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Put his cleats on. He going.
Yeah, it's another show.
He going top three. I tell you that.
You going top three?
Yeah, for sure. He'll be top three.
All right, let's go. Let's move on to our next award. It's the Doak Walker Award. J-Ho, what's that?
It is the top running back in all of college football, Jeff.
All right, Weezy, who did we have in the preseason?
This was a room divider right here. Me and Lott went with Blake Corum, running back from Michigan. Jeff and Jay went with Quinshon Judkins from Ole Miss, which played last night.
All right, Weezy, who did you have for postseason?
Blake Corum. I want Blake Corum. Here's the thing with Blake Corum in that Michigan offense. They know what they want to do. Yeah. And they run the football.
They do.
Yeah. They're not tricking anybody. They got a good defense running football, and it goes through him. So I want Blake Corum.
Joe?
I'm rolling with Blake Corum. Running backs aren't featured primarily in college football anymore. I don't know what happened.
Me either.
He is the exception to the rule, and he's splitting time with two other running backs, which is crazy. Putting one of the best years, I think, careers in Michigan football history. And he's coming off a torn ACL. So, man, not a better running back one in college football. Blake Corum, Michigan.
Absolutely. I agree. Blake Corum, old school football, running the ball is what Michigan is doing. You know, stealing signs and running the football, playing defense. Gotta love it.
But the kid from Ole Miss is good, too. Keyshawn
Judkins is a beast. Good. He's a beast. Yeah. They just not winning games like Michigan is. That's it.
It's tough. All right, let's move on to the Davey O'Brien. Oh, man. Let's move on to the Davey O'Brien Award, J.O. What's that?
Unfortunately, Jeff, this is for the top quarterback in all of college football.
Yeah. All right, this wasn't a room divider right here. I was the odd man out on this one. Locke Jeff and Jay with Jordan Travis, Florida State quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'm with Quinn Ewers. Both of them got hurt. Texas quarterback.
Damn.
Yeah. No. The person that wins the O'Brien doesn't win
usually
the Heisman.
Doesn't win the Heisman. Yeah.
They
which is weird, but they usually don't win the Heisman. Yeah. All right, let's do it. J-Ho, who you
That's
got?
Why I picked Jordan Travis. My pick is Jaden Daniels from LSU. He leads the nation in passing touchdowns and has thrown just 4 picks all year. He has also rushed for more than 1,000 yards, scored 10 rushing touchdowns. If he didn't lose that second game, he would be locked to win another award, but that is another conversation.
Weezy.
I went with Jaden Daniels also for everything. For everything, yeah. For everything Jay just said. He's thrown less passes than any other quarterback in the league. Thrown for more yards. Throwing for more touchdowns and less interceptions. Yep. So I just don't know how you get past that.
Got to give credit to Brian Kelly for that, man. Yeah. Diming him up for him.
Yeah. I'm going Jaden Daniels here because the real winner is going to win the Heisman. So I'm going for Jaden Daniels here as well. All right. For everything you guys said. Yep. All right. Home Depot Award. Coach of the – I'm sorry. Home Depot Award, Jay. What is that?
It is, Jeff. Like you mentioned, this is the coach of the year.
Yeah, because it says it right there in the title. All right, Weezy, who do we have in our preseason?
Now, this is all messed up here. Locke had Mike Norvell, Florida State. I had Deion Sanders, woo, Colorado.
Woo. No, you had it all messed up. Everybody else is undefeated.
Everybody else still got a shot,
sir,
buddy.
Yes, sir. Jeff had Kalen Dober from Washington. And Jay had Jim Harbaugh, Michigan. Sure. The cheater.
Yeah, for sure. Cheat on.
Cheat on. Whatever win.
Weezy, who you got for postseason? Big dog.
Man. Actually, I switched my name. I went with Steve Sarkisian from Texas. Steve Sarkisian from Texas, man. Okay. 9-1. They beat the crap out of Alabama this year. His quarterback got hurt for 3 games, and he still won the games. He beat Oklahoma. He beat Oklahoma and Oklahoma State this year. He's going to play in the Big 12 championship game.
He is.
So, and considering of the year he had last year, he changes ways a little bit.
Yeah, shout out to Sark, man. I like Sark.
J-Hope.
I have Kalen DeBoer from Washington. He's built Washington into a Pac-12 powerhouse, soon to be Big Ten. And less than full seasons, 2. He's just been there 2 years, guys. Point is, that's what I'm worried about, Jeff. Me and you can talk about this. Success will always attract envy. So, Texas A&M is on line 1.
Yep.
Listen, USC, Lincoln Riley's leaving. Yep. Line 2. Yep. Line 3. You know who's on line 3, Michigan.
Michigan's on line 3.
Yeah, man. So you got to figure it out. He's the 44th ranked as far as his pay. 44th in the country.
Yeah.
And you got a team that's undefeated with a Heisman hopeful. Got to pay him. Prepare those pocketbooks because the Sharks are swimming.
Because Texas A&M going back to brink something.
Man, listen. Sharks are swimming. Yeah, so I got Kalen DeBoer from Washington.
Texas A&M pay you 76 to go leave. Please. To not coach.
Yeah, and they got 150 to do it again.
Goodness gracious. All right, I had Kalen DeBoer as well. I've been watched into the moon all year. We've been saying that. So, yeah, he's one of the main reasons why. All right, let's move on to the granddaddy of them all. The Heisman Trophy. Jay, what's that?
Well, Jeff, it is the College Football Player of the Year.
And Weezy, who do we have in the preseason, sir?
All right. Locke and Jeff had quarterback Jordan Travis. Oh, I had quarterback Joe Milton from Tennessee.
Jesus.
Wowzers.
Yeah. And Jay had quarterback Caleb Williams from USC, which none of these boys would be sitting for the Heisman, not one of them.
Not one of them.
Well, one of them could have.
None of them is sitting for the Heisman.
Not now.
Well, period. They wouldn't. He's not sitting
if
for the Heisman.
If Jordan Travis won the ACC,
he's not sitting for the Heisman, Jeff.
He's not.
He's not sitting for the Heisman.
It's okay.
Okay.
If he
won
the ACC, then
he's still
the same?
Anyway.
Because I wasted time explaining it on the camera. I explained how it could have
happened.
Yeah,
if he wouldn't have got hurt,
He'd been undefeated.
He was set.
If he won the ACC,
is he sitting, though?
No, he's not.
Okay,
he's
so what are we talking about? No.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Weezy, who you got for postseason?
Oh, man, I've been saying it since about week 3. Jaden Daniels, man. Jaden Daniels is electric.
He's electric.
He's an electric quarterback.
J-Hope?
I have Marvin Harrison Jr. from The Ohio State University. Average quarterback play, other skill positions all being injured. Ohio State's offense has been nowhere as explosive as been in recent years, but except for one person, it is Marvin Harrison Jr. Single-handedly beat Penn State on October 21st. Puts together a similar performance on the road against Michigan. Heisman voters will have to look and say, listen, these guys are undefeated. He's the only show in town. Give it to him, man. He's the best player in college football. That's what I'm saying. He's the best player, regardless of position. He's the best player that should go to the Heisman Trophy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I have him as my Heisman Trophy winner.
If that were the case, you're right, because he is the best player in college football. But we know this has become just like the MVP in the NFL, a quarterback award. If there's a year to give it to a wide receiver, it's this year. Absolutely.
I don't think he's the best player in college football.
Okay. All right. Well, my choice is
real quick. Who's better than him?
Well, he plays one position. He plays the tight end position. I mean, he plays the wide receiver position. I think Brock Bowers could be right there.
Brock Bowers is not. No. Regardless of position, like, who's more important to their team than Marvin Harris? Like, if you take Marvin Harris away from this team tomorrow, they lose. Brock Bowers is still winning games.
Well, Jaden Daniels. You take Jaden Daniels away from the team, they lose.
Yeah, so I'm
saying. They losing with Jaden Daniels.
They lost three with him.
See what happened when they played them Simmons at full strength.
Oh, man.
Huh? Week one, bro.
Week one.
Huh? It was week one. 2-0 to SEC. Yeah. 1-0 to
okay.
SEC.
What's up, man?
All right. My pick for the Heisman is Michael Penix for Washington.
He not winning. He peaked too early. He can't peak early.
The back end of their schedule was tough.
And he's still undefeated.
You peak early. You play bad in the second half of the season. All his numbers, as far as his chances of winning, it's like plus 600 now.
I understand. But okay. He's still standing.
Okay.
He's going to sit.
Okay.
I got Michael Penix. All right, let's go on to the quick hits where we pick our conference winners. All right, Big Ten. Weezy, who do we have in the preseason?
Locke had Michigan. I had Michigan. Jeff had Ohio State. Dr. I, so did Jay.
All right, J-Ho?
I'm rolling Ohio State. Roll with the high hand. Harrison Jr., Trevion Henderson.
Weezy?
I'll roll with Michigan. Well, time will tell on that one.
And I have to stick with Ohio State as well. More talent to me.
Yeah.
All right. Big 12, Weezy, preseason.
Everybody had Texas.
Jesus.
Texas won the world.
And J-Hove?
Roll with Texas, one loss.
Weezy? Roll with Texas, one loss.
Same.
Play with bad quarterback. I mean, lost their starting quarterback and still winning.
Yep. Same here with me, man, Texas. All right. Big Pac-12, Weezy, who we have preseason.
Me, Locke, Jay, all had USC. Jeff standing on business with Washington.
Better believe it, Jack. All right, where you going postseason, Weezy?
I got to go Washington.
J-Ho?
I'm going with Oregon.
Mm. Yep.
They beat Washington in a rematch.
Ladies and gentlemen. We got
them. Here's the thing. Oregon could beat them. And
no good, they will.
Oregon State, I mean, Oregon's offensive coordinator, I think it's Joe Brady.
Yeah.
And Joe Brady, he said he caught one bad play that cost him that game with that. See, they caught one bad play.
I got Washington. Give me Penix.
You better.
Penix to the moon. All right. And while you're writing that down, Weezy, next is the SEC.
Projected
preseason.
Winner. All right, here we go. Locke had Georgia. I had Texas A&M.
Sheesh.
Jeff had Georgia and Jay had LSU.
All right. J-Ho, postseason.
I'm rolling with Georgia. I'll be Bama in the SEC Championship in quest for a three-peat.
Weezy.
Oh, man. I go with Georgia. I had Texas in them. Money can't buy you everything, huh?
Mm-mm. Can't buy you everything.
Damn good down payment, though.
It is.
Damn good. Feel good spending it.
Yeah. I'm going Bama.
Bama.
Bama wins the SEC
Championship.
Bama wins the SEC Championship. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Jalen Mirro's not playing bad.
Playing
well.
Are you gonna put it on the board though?
No.
You see what I did?
We didn't put nothing else on the board.
I put that on business.
We didn't put that. I'm not putting that on the board. Dude.
Yeah, I stood on business.
I hear you. I'm
not. Why are you trying to guess that, man? Put that on the board, dog.
And the greatest conference of the ball.
Look at me like that because you're trying to get the ACC. To a sleeper.
Weezy, what were the preseason picks for the ACC, big dog?
Ooh, everybody picked Florida State, big baby.
All right, J-Ho, who you got?
Nobody else.
Louisville has one loss.
Bro, Florida State. Y'all gonna beat them with
backup quarterback.
Yeah. Sean, what's your quarterback?
Whatever, dog.
What's your quarterback?
It's Florida State.
Sean Garrett is at quarterback.
Sean Garrett
is playing quarterback right now.
Loving him, love.
Shout out to the
let's move on.
Why would you want to break conference. Up?
They gonna win. Hey, when that one was Sean Garrett, high as hell playing quarterback. With a beanie on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he playing in a beanie.
Loving him, loving him.
Out of shape. He still got some eligibility. Hell yeah. They might bring, I seen Jamie Foxx throw a ball 100 yards the other day. On,
what
yeah.
we do with Florida?
No. Nope. I quarterback out too.
Yeah, I might be.
Y'all sorry.
What are y'all getting beat by Florida now, Jeff?
It don't matter.
It don't matter. All right, so let's move on to our.
Oh, you did you pick Florida State and Sean Geary?
Of course.
He picked Florida State, Sean Geary. I'm just saying. Yeah. All
right, let's move on to our play.
Go ahead, tell me it ain't so fun. This is Jeff. He doing something like I did.
I'm tripping. He's already said a word. We gotta play Florida. When this airs, we have played Florida.
Yeah, shit don't matter. I don't care about that game.
And we'll still be undefeated.
Yeah, y'all can't. What the hell? Yeah, I said on all this right, show. I said on. We was gonna win 5 games. Mm-hmm. We won 5 games.
He stopped dancing and everything.
I said we was gonna win 5 games.
And no more dancing on Instagram, is it?
Yeah, I ain't saying a word.
We beat y'all. You said we go. Vandy gonna give y'all a hard time. We beat y'all ass.
We beat y'all ass.
Y'all ain't got no goddamn end zone on y'all goddamn
oh
school.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Why are you cussing like that?
Talk to me.
Goodness gracious.
All right, let's move on to our preseason playoff predictions. Weezy, who do we have?
That's a lot of talk for Weezy right there. Long talk.
Hush, man. Hush. Locke had Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, Texas.
Okay.
I had Georgia, Texas A&M, Texas, Clemson.
Sheesh.
Jeff had Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State. Jay had LSU, Michigan, Alabama, Florida State.
Okay. All right. Weezy. Postseason playoff predictions.
Oh, man, the committee got it right. You go with Georgia, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan, number two. Ohio State, number three. I still think Florida State should be number four.
Yep.
And what's going to fit in those points?
All right, J-Ho.
Sean Geary came in and wrote a hit.
I shouldn't. That's my fault, Jeff. I shouldn't have said that. No, that's my fault.
Don't keep winning. I don't care.
Yeah, shit.
It's all that matters.
It don't matter. Y'all get in this movie. You get y'all head cracked.
God,
oh, man. I have Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and Oregon.
All right. Bama.
And number one, bro?
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
He's just
number one, if you're going by seed, number one is Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Ohio State will be number one. Mm-hmm. Bama will be two.
Let them do a start.
Washington will be three. Florida State will be four.
Georgia is done.
They lose the SEC championship.
There's no way.
They lose the SEC championship.
That's ridiculous.
Everybody else is undefeated.
Bro, they lost their only game in goddamn 15 years.
Can I talk? If Washington is undefeated, Florida State is undefeated, Ohio State is undefeated, Alabama got one loss just like Georgia, they beat Georgia. Let's go home.
That's not, bro.
The two teams can't make it.
They won't go to two, though, Jeff.
Well, okay. Put the order however you want to be. Them the four teams.
Nah,
when I kiss you, now why you want to break up?
Those are the four teams.
Bro, that's.
Clip this. Those are the four teams.
That's not true.
Because Ohio State, Michigan is going to cancel themselves out.
That's what I'm saying. Whoever wins that game,
both of them are making it.
I don't know about that.
Both of them are making it. You said it.
They're never too big. You just
you said it.
No, I just said it, but they're going to cancel themselves out.
What do you mean? They both making it. You just said both of them are making it.
I did. I put them on. But they're going to cancel themselves out.
So why'd you do that?
Why'd you say it?
I'm just telling you.
That's
what.
You got to keep both of them. It really just might be Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. If Georgia loses, and it'll be them four teams. Right. Like, if that's the case.
Because if Florida State.
Florida State's not making it.
Period.
No, Florida State's not making it. I don't give a damn if they win against Louisville. They're not making it. You know why?
Why?
Because they got Sean Geary playing quarterback.
That's my fault, Jeff.
Sorry ass team, man. Sorry ass conference. That's what you get playing that sorry ass conference. You lose. You can lose one game. You out of there. Sorry as hell.
Well, the reason conference is sorry.
Big 12 got a team with one loss in that bitch, and nobody even talking about it because you know why that conference is sorry. But let me tell you what it is. It's better than
Florida
fucking
State,
ACC.
Just Washington and Ohio State will be undefeated. Alabama and Georgia will both have one loss. You cannot put Georgia in over an undefeated team.
Yes, you can. Georgia undefeated hasn't winner. Lost a game in 3 years. Just
undefeated winner of a power
one to out.
They can't.
It's impossible.
An undefeated winner of a power five conference cannot be held out of the college football playoff. It cannot.
It will be. You might have a point if the damn conference was so bad that Louisville and Sean Garrett is the quarterback,
no,
dude.
That's my bad, Jeff. That is Jeff. Come on, Jeff. Get it out of here.
There's no way. So if those three teams finish the year undefeated, they're in the playoffs. And the winner of the SEC championship makes the playoffs.
Bro, there's no way that Georgia's not going to be in that if they lose that game. And then they're not going
to
lose
that game. And then this gives all y'all people who like 24 teams in the college football playoffs your ammunition. Because Georgia somehow doesn't make it.
Michigan hadn't lost the game. Ohio State hadn't lost the game. They lose one game in the conference championship, they make it.
Oh, say it again.
Michigan and Ohio State both make it.
No, they don't. They won't. They will never put two Big Ten teams in.
They would have to. They don't have any choice.
They won't do that. They won't do that. Not over one. Not so SEC. They give y'all SEC teams that grace. They don't give other conferences that grace.
Crazy. Yeah. Not both of them make. Neither one of them lost. Oregon will have one loss. Oregon is making it if they beat Washington, who's undefeated.
If they beat Washington, that changes the whole thing. This is only me saying Washington, Florida State, Ohio State are undefeated. I'm prefacing with all of that. Now, if somehow Washington loses and Tech, whatever, that changes everything. I'm just saying three undefeated teams got to make it.
Put it on the board.
And that is
episode 494 of FSP, our way too early college football awards show. Jay, you want to close this out, Jay?
No, you got it.
Tweet us with questions. Text us with angry emojis. If you have our numbers. Tweet us with questions, like we said. Like, follow, and subscribe. I don't have this part memorized. I'm going to fill in, but mm-hmm. Dog. I'm not too proud to beg.
So the questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe, but more importantly, stand on business. Don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell a friend. What you looking at me like that for, dog?
Wheezy.
Everything paid for. I always been.
I don't know.
Always been.
Pockets looking a little slim.
Oh!
You want to do that?
Pockets looking a little slim. Pull some. Hey, let me see some money. You got some money on you? You ain't got no money on you? That's what I thought. Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.